sister. Barakallahu fik. Sister Amina there from Egypt. Okay, Sister Saba had another question, Sheikh. She said in the program Visitor at Home, and if you want to know about our program, just quickly just go to www.huda.tv. You'll find a program listing of all our programs and what times they come on. You explained that we should not get our children to always tell us their secrets. But nowadays the world they live in is not very pleasant and we need to know what they've been up to. Can you give some explanation on this, please, Sheikh?
Even though the program was recorded more than almost 3 years ago, I think I do remember that we discussed a very important issue with regards to revealing secrets. I said we should train our children not to reveal other secrets. Have they been entrusted with a secret? And I also remember that quoting the story of Anas ibn Malik in the hadith that Anas used to serve the Prophet ﷺ when he was young. He served him for 10 years. So he taught us beautiful etiquettes that he learned from the Prophet ﷺ. He said once the Prophet ﷺ sent him somewhere and he asked him to keep it as a secret. So when he was late, his mother asked him, "What kept you late? What happened? You didn't come on time." He said, "Well, the Prophet ﷺ sent me somewhere and he did not want me to reveal it." So the mother applauded her son's behavior and she said, "Well, son, if the Prophet ﷺ entrusted you with a secret, then you should not reveal it to no one." This is one thing which we should really teach ourselves and our children. Because the Nabi ﷺ in one hadith says that if somebody speaks to you and addresses you in a fashion that you understand from that it's a secret, then once you guys depart, this is an amanah. He entrusted you with a trust that you should not reveal it nor disclose it to anybody else because he entrusted you. That's an amanah. The other thing which is, I highly recommend for the parents to follow up on their children's behavior. There should not be closed doors. There should not be passwords for their children. And I recently suggested to one of my friends who installed wireless in his house for the internet service. I said, "Listen, if there is wireless, then there should not be closed doors. No more passwords, or at least you have an access to the password." That helps the son or the daughter to feel that they have been supervised. Supervision is not a bad thing. It's actually the best thing. Many of the youth who've gone astray or fell into gangs or traps, they complained that there was no supervision. Parents never asked them. They just wanted money. They gave them the allowance. They gave them extra. Even they put the wallet or they put the cash before the children and they did not notice that the children were stealing. So basically they encouraged them negatively or passively to fall into mistakes and errors until it became a habit, whether drugs or smoking or illicit relationships. No more closing doors behind you, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says with regards to adults, none of you should sleep by himself separately without having somebody with him, nor travel alone by himself. Because in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna al-zi'ba la ya'kulu min al-ghanami illa al-qasiyah." The wolf normally devours of the sheep, the one which goes astray by itself. But as long as they are in a herd with the shepherd, they're well protected. And every one of you is a guardian, is a shepherd. And he will be asked about those who are under his guardianship. So you have to have a full supervision. Know who are the friends and the colleagues of your children, of your son and daughter. Whom does she speak to on the phone? Is it a boy or a girl? What does he, what does she want from her? So you have to show them that you're fully aware of everything. And there is no problem with that whatsoever. Many people say, "I trust my son 100%. That's perfectly fine. But are you blind? Don't you know what's going on? You're acting blind. Until now you realize that the principal would call you up and say that, you know that your son is a member in a gang or he's in drugs or. And I'm saying this out of experience. I was involved in family counseling and raising the youth for years to the point that some youth, they acted as very religiously committed and they were caught involved in drugs. So the parents could not believe that and they went all the way in their stubbornness and in their argument with the principal. No way, and we're going to take them for the test and so on. Even though the children or the boy or the girl were in drugs, but they deceived the parents still. So when they took them for the test and it was positive, they were shocked. I was not, because I knew that they were involved in that. Because when the father or the mother or the parents overtrust. I do not overtrust myself. An-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regularly asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect him and to keep his heart firm on his deen. He said, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. We invoke Allah and ask him, Allahumma ahina muslimina, tawaffana muslimin. Oh Allah, keep us in our life as Muslims and even at the time of our death, keep us Muslims. So, what some people think it is freedom is actually a mean of ruining your children. And I've discussed this in details in the program of Visitors at Home. I don't think we have enough time to elaborate on that.
JazakAllah khair.